You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Wire Worry Week, we're discussing education. And today we're discussing the merits of a Bachelor of Arts degree and its relevance in 2018. I spoke with Massey University's Richard Shaw about BAs and how useful the degree is. I began by asking him about the degree being seen as not having a clear career path and what the positives of it are.
Because nobody does careers anymore. Nobody has a single career anymore. People who are closer to age, to you than they are to me, are going to have 9 or 10 or, by some estimate, 17 different jobs over their lives, and they're often going to be really different jobs. So it is increasingly the case that people have to be tooled up to work in different environments for different employers with really different groups of people, nationally, internationally, and so on. What the evidence actually says, contrary to the interview that Chris Whelan did with Mike Hoskins on CNN a couple of days ago, is that there is an increasing demand for what is known as soft skills. So the ability to think, to hold your peace, to listen to other people, ask good questions, think critically, mount reasoned and reasonable arguments and so on, all those kinds of things are increasingly in demand in the private sector as well as the public sector. March 17th edition of the Harvard Business Review quotes a whole bunch of IT giants of tech companies, the big tech companies, Google, Facebook, blah, 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 talking about the number of humanities graduates that they're employing into IT positions because those people know how to use the data, how to interpret it, make sense of it. Mark Avril, Chief Executive Officer of PricewaterhouseCooper here in New Zealand, says exactly the same thing last year. So there is plenty of evidence that we need to have, in addition to all the STEM people who do a BA, because that's where you go if you want to learn how to develop those soft skills.
So do you feel a BA is more future-proof than degrees?
Well, it is certainly future-proofed. I think other degrees are as well. I don't think it would be arrogant for people like me who work in the BA to say we're the only place in a university that teaches transferable skills. That isn't the case at all. But it is empirically, it's factually incorrect to say that the BA is irrelevant in today's job market. The nature of the demand for labour is changing really rapidly. And there are increasingly service sector employment opportunities where your main tool is not a thing you hold in your hand, it's your brain. It's the kind of 6 inches between, top of your head. And if you can use that in an imaginative way, if you're really good at learning new things and then unlearning those things because the software's changed and learning something else, and those kinds of attributes are increasingly in demand. And I think what would be very helpful in this country, they're doing it elsewhere, but we're really bloody slow on the uptake, is if we just stopped saying a BA doesn't sound like a job, so it won't get you a job. The empirical evidence is not supportive of that at all. It's just an old, out-of-date, obsolete story that we just need to stop saying, because it's not factually the case.
And, with less money going into humanities, the last government's focus on sort of STEM subjects, has this affected the BA degree in Aotearoa?
I think it has. I think it certainly had negative effects publicly. And one of the things that a number of us who work in BAs at universities around New Zealand are spending quite a lot of time doing is just trying to say, look, we've gone to industries, we've talked to employers in the public and the private sector, we've talked to our past and present graduates, and we know that the BA is relevant for today and future employment purposes. So we're doing a political job on trying to change that story. There have certainly been parts of the institutional landscape within the country which have suffered because of falling enrolments. And in the final instance, the universities will do what they can to hang on to those smaller programs because they add to the sort of academic biodiversity of the environment, of the ecology of the university. You don't want to run things down to the extent that you have, one or two really big programs and nothing else. That's not a university. But there have been material effects. People have lost jobs, programs have been shut down, student choice has been limited, and it's just really short-sighted. Pick up anything. Before we even talk about the importance of thinking for purposes other than finding employment, think about, you look at anything that's put out by international organizations, Davos, captains of industry, globally speaking, that it is all talking about the rapidly changing shape of the labor market and the need for skills in addition to technical, science, tech, engineering, math skills. So it's a given that we need those things, but we can't exist on them alone.
So has this has led to fewer people doing BAs?
Well, I in the case of Massey University, which is the only institution that I can speak for, that's not entirely the case. We've held our numbers over the last 3 or 4 years, so we haven't seen any precipitous decline in numbers at all. We certainly haven't seen a rapid increase in enrolments, and I don't know what they're going to look like for this year. There's quite a bit of movement this year given the policy changes that Ardern's administration have introduced. So I don't know what the final numbers are, where they're going to land this year. But we've held our numbers reasonably nicely over the last couple of years. There hasn't been a dramatic reduction whatsoever. The BA is still the second largest degree right across the 8 New Zealand universities. So I think there are plenty of people who are saying, well, I think they're saying two things. First of all, they're saying, don't tell us that the only reason for coming to a university is to get a job. And then secondly, they're saying, well, you can talk to us about employment, but we know that in a labour market in which something like 30, 40, 50% of all jobs are going to be substantially transformed by technical developments, you're going to have people who are good on their feet intellectually and cognitively, and we think that the BA can help us with that. But I think there's another thing, that there might be another thing going on as well. It's not inappropriate, particularly given the private debt that a lot of students come out with, to talk about the extent to which your degree is going to find you work, it's going to position you in the labour market. But man, that can't be the only reason why we have a university sector. You know, you look at the world that your generation, that my daughters are going to inherit, there are some kick-ass challenges, and they're not even on the horizon. They're sort of flooding through our front doors. And many of those are not to do with work. They have to do with the way in which we live with people who are different to us. They have to do with our engagement with the environment. They have to do with the long-term sustainability of any number of things. And those are not work-related issues in the first instance. They're broadly speaking, they're kind of sociological or they're political issues. And being able to think about those things and understand with them and engage with those issues is a really critical part of being an informed and a thoughtful and an intelligent and a reflexive person. And those are also important functions of a university, I think. So, yes, we have the conversation about jobs. We absolutely have to do that when people are coming out with loans of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 or north. But we have to talk about some of those other functions for having institutions of higher learning, whether they're universities or whare wānanga or politics or whatever the case may be. There's more to it than just a debate about jobs.
So do you feel that with the introduction of free tertiary education, more people could be going into BAs, sort of being less worried about having a clear career path out of university?
Well, they could do. We'd certainly like to think that that would be the case. It just takes a little bit of that pressure off, although if you look what's happening to rents in Wellington in particular, and I assume it's much the same in Auckland, you know, the net value of that extra $50 or $100 has been eroded by the activities of some less than scrupulous landlords. Some of the financial pressure has been taken off. The other thing that the government has done is it's just removed that age bar on access to public support with student loans, and that I think is a really good thing as well, as people need to train and retrain. So there's a part of me that is hopeful that will ease the pressure a wee bit, and that economic imperative will not be quite so strong for some people. There's another part of me that's a little sceptical, though, because still the predominant narrative, the story that is told about the function of universities in this country, and we've been running this narrative for, you know, 30 years or more, is that their primary job is to produce people who are ready to go in the labour market, that what their contribution is an economic one. And that is going to take some time to shift, I think. I mean, that's a kind of a global phenomenon as well. And I think we need to be a little more reflexive and just a little bit more engaged and just stop, just take a break and think, what do we really want our universities to do? Do we only want them to train people? Because we have institutions that do that really well already, and they're called polytechnics. Universities can do some of that stuff, but one of the things that we do, there's a piece of legislation that requires this of universities, is we are statutorily required to encourage people, to enable people to think independently about whatever the hell it is. You can cover that from all sorts of different directions. The content doesn't really matter. What matters is to engage people in something that they're excited or interested in, feel really strongly about, and as a consequence of that, you enable them to develop their intellectual and their cognitive skills. And who knows where that stuff is going to be applied. But we can't just limit our intellectual lives to work. You know, imagine what that would be like if the only thing you ever did was work. If the only thing that you were engaged with was your job, it'd be fucking, it'd be terrible kind of state of human existence. We can't do that. We have to kind of push back against that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.